Do not talk nonsense from opinion, O hard-faced man. The knot which he tied, he also will loose.
Oh, please, please, please. This highlight is very important, highlighted. That, listen, when we say, God said this, don't interpret it. If you don't understand it, ask him. Go back, because that's another language. Yes.
The knot which he tied, he also will loose. The die which he cast, he will take off.
We are not talking about some old dead fellow. That's what you explained. Your God is like that, right? How old is your God? He is an old man, right? The ceiling of the Chapel Sistine. That's what God is. Listen, if you want to understand that stuff, you have to think that way. Forget about all the logical explanation and blah, blah, blah. For you, God is like the head of the office. In his office, and whenever I pass through that office, I'm careful to walk properly and all of that, and when he's not around, yeah. This is how you think about God. That, okay, sometimes I need him, so I beg him for something. You forget something. He is working here. We are talking about an active force as a creator. And that active force is playing here. So there are knots that he will tie and will untie. There are times that he will stop all the opportunities to approach you. And there are times that you get lucky. What's happening? Oh, this is what it is. This is why we need knowledge to live here. I'm talking about another kind of life. I'm not talking about the life of the dog. I said, dog doesn't talk. I know your dog is talking your native language. Because you believe so. Talking is connecting to outside. You say, in deep meaning, look at it. I'm talking about the treasure, the best valuable stuff, which is you. You should seek the mirror to see yourself. Yes?
Although words of that sort seemed to you to be easy, how should the esoteric symbols be easy? He said, O Lord, I repent of this haste. Since thou hast shut the door, did thou also open the door? To go once more to the patched frock, even making invocation, I was devoid of merit. How have I any independent merit or personality or heart? All these are the reflection of thee, and thou thyself art. Every night in sleep, my forethought and knowledge become like a ship overwhelmed by the water. Neither do I myself remain, nor that merit. My body lies unconscious like a carcass.
Is this something you remember as well? Any of you? No. When you talk about you, you forget that last night you were like a cadaver. Nothing. When you're sleeping, you're not here. Are you? you are doing something else, somewhere else, and all of that. Then you wake up and you don't remember even that. That's a part of you, not being here. Yes, you're looking for the meaning of fatra fana, right? Not being, he says. This is one step to understand it, that I'm not always here. Yes?
The whole night until dawn, that exalted king is himself uttering an alast, and yea. Where is anyone else, where is anyone to say yea? The flood has swept them all away, or a leviathan has swallowed them all piecemeal. At morning tide, when he draws his sheeny sword from the scabbard of the darkness of night, and the orient sun rolls up night, this leviathan spews out all that it swallowed.
Aha. When you're sleeping, in your dreams, yes, some big animal will eat the others. No. Then what will happen when you wake up in the morning? Those animals will vomit for whatever they ate, for everything to be normal. How does it work? Yes.
And we, delivered like Jonah from the belly of that leviathan, are dispersed into scent and color. Like Jonah, the people give praise because they were restful in that darkness. At the hour of dawn, each one says, when he comes forth from the belly of the fish, night, oh great...
What will happen really when the people wake up and they have nightmares? They are very happy to be back, to be normal, to be alive and all of that. Why? Okay, there was a nightmare and you woke up and there is no more nightmare. Finish. Why are you happy? What are you happy about? Yes.
O gracious one who dost deposit in lonesome night the treasure of mercy and all these delicious experiences, by means of night, which resembles the scaly leviathan, the eye keen, the ear fresh, and the body nimble. Henceforth, with one like thee, we will never flee from positions of fearful aspect. Moses deemed that to be fire, but it was light. We regarded night as a negro, but it was a houri.
Aha. He says, this is it. When you look at something, what do you see? Moses was looking at the light of the God. But he will see fire, because that's the only kind of light that he knows. This will happen for everyone. What do you see? It depends on who you are, what are you thinking. That's what it is. We don't see the real reality. Our imagination is there, yes?
After this, we beg of thee the eye, in order that sticks and straws may not conceal the sea. When the eyes of magicians were delivered from blindness, they were clapping their hands, deprived of these hands and feet. What bandages the people's eye is nothing but means. Whoever trembles for means is not one of the comrades.
Who is talking here? Rumi is talking to me. He said, what? He said, listen, what will fool the people, including you? The instruments. That's what it is. We all think about the instruments. Now, we are very happy because we have discovered that we are not the only one who is using the instruments. There are a lot of different animals. They could use the tool and all of that. But look at us. We are in the hand of the tools. All our problems comes from there. You want the lotto to buy new tools, because that's what it is. Yes.
But, oh my comrades, God has opened the door to the comrades and led them to the high seat in the palace.
But there are some few people, they let go of this I. They become a part of a group, joining each other's, and they are saved. Yes.
Through his hand, the unworthy and the worthy are freed by mercy from the bonds of servitude.
You are looking at everything with the judgment of good and bad. I told you that you're good and bad nonsense. He is not looking at us with negative stuff, with pity. He is the giver, so doesn't matter to whom. He gives to everyone. Yes.
During non-existence, how were we worthy to attain to this spirituality and knowledge? O thou who hast made every stranger friend, and O thou who hast given the rose as a robe of honour to the thorn, sift our dust a second time, make nothing to be something once more. Thou didst command this invocation from the beginning, else how should a creature of dust have dared this?
Okay. The meaning. What do you mean? He said, in non-existence, we didn't dare to wish for something or want something and everything. We learned all of that in here. Where did you learn about the instruments of life? Here. So what? So we have to learn that there are some stuff which we don't really get it, because our dearth, which is made me, purify that dearth a little bit, we could wish for another step of purification, because this is it, transformation. He is working to do what? To make everything better. So he will do this and that and that and that, and we? We could react just like a cow. Or we could participate in this, because this is a building activity, changing activities with good intention. Don't forget that. Yes?
Since, oh wonder, thou didst command us to invoke thee, cause this invocation of thee to be answered favorably.
First of all, where did we learn to pray? Just by happening? No. He taught us. Somehow that knowledge which was influencing, bringing the language and all that, discovering the influence of the fire. Do you remember that time? He says, you know what? That's what it is. He could polish us again to get rid of this animal. Yes?
Night has wrecked the ship of understanding and senses. No hope is left, nor fear, nor despair. God has borne me into the sea of mercy. With what specialty he will fill me and send me?
Okay, let me talk about the other step. The other step, which is not just sleeping. What happens to the people who go to sleep? Suddenly, all of these problems.